Everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Sun FM, where it's bright and sunny in our studio, and we hope you are having the same day as well. I'm Priya, without the Y.
I'm Diana, with a Y.
I'm Damien, and I don't know why.
My name is Eldon, and why are we here today, guys? I have zero idea. Oh my goodness.
How's everyone doing?
It's been a long time. Yeah. It's been a long time since we did an episode together, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like the four of us.
It's been a while.
I miss you guys.
Aww, yeah, it's...
It's been a while.
It's really been a while.
And then it's already 2022.
Time exactly. New Year.
Now it's like Happy a few days into 2022. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yay! Happy New Year.
Even though it's a brand new year, but I guess it's the same old me. I'm still here, never change.
New year, old me.
New year, same old me.
New year, still me.
I don't know, it feels a bit different this year, you know, a bit different with the vibes and how we came into the new year. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, 2021 has been super fast. It's passed by. Gone by quite.
It's like,
it has been.
Like everything flies so fast when you were just staying at home having.
Yeah.
Classes. And then you just basically sleep, and then wake up online classes, and then go back to sleep.
Sleep. Yeah. Exactly. The routine for the whole year.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I literally. Oh my god! I don't even know what happened.
What?
Me too. I had like zero directions last year, because all I did was just stay at home, join my online classes, do my stuff, and then eat and then sleep. That's all, and I repeat it for the whole year.
It was like a going with the flow kind of year.
I know, right?
So much
and it's
happened.
Not like we have control. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out of our control also. So just like what Diana said, it's so much happening.
Yeah, yeah. So
a lot
fast.
Of crazy scenarios.
Yeah, maybe that's why for this year's, for the end of 2021, the celebration of the new year is not as Maria or as festive.
Happening.
Yeah, it's happening, you know.
Happening.
Yeah, I'm so sad that there was no fireworks show for the countdown. Because literally everybody was just really looking forward to that, at the end of every year, how they would have fireworks show at Bukit Bintang.
Exactly.
And at KLCC.
I didn't see any fireworks this year. I didn't see a single one. I didn't hear a single firework go off.
I saw a lot of fireworks back in Sabah.
Okay.
I mean, stay jealous.
Okay, all right.
She's privileged. Okay.
Material girl.
Material girl.
This time, I still love you.
It's okay.
Yeah. Please keep loving me and keep loving Sun FM. But anyways,
hey guys.
I'm guessing that the reason behind they don't have as many fireworks as before, because there's floods and heavy rains happening. So there's floods not all of the places, but most of the places, right?
High
rising water in flash floods.
Yep.
So they're paying respect still to the victims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was a terrible way to end the year,
with that disaster.
Hopefully,
and Omicron.
It'll be a good start for everyone.
Omicron. And then there are a bunch of new virus strains coming out,
It's quite devastating.
Not the new variant.
Maybe
they actually try to restrict the crowds, so that
Because of Omicron.
Oh gosh, yeah. So
yeah. Did you guys get your booster shots yet?
I haven't. I was actually waiting for the appointment, but
same
I
as
got,
Priya.
I got mine by walking in and signing up. Oh. Yeah, so you guys can do the same.
Maybe we should try that, Priya.
I think you should
probably do that.
Vivian, you got your
We should probably try that. Yeah, you know? Because getting our booster shots.
Yeah, getting a booster shot is also, you know, for your own safety also.
True. Yeah, like summer with the new variant coming up, right? Like, now there's like a big increase in Omicron cases.
Yep. Yeah, and you know,
so it's really frightening. Yeah, but
everyone has to go back to work and go back to school. Mm. So like, we're seeing a lot of people. And because I got the booster shot also, I celebrated my New Year's with my friends. And I got to see a few of my friends for New Year's.
Nice.
But I'm also really curious, how did you guys celebrate your New Year's?
Damien?
Since 2022.
How about you, Damien?
Yeah, Damien.
For me, what I did was I basically stay over at my loved one house. And then we just have movie night lah.
Aww.
Yeah,
and that's fun. That's cute.
It's just I guess you could say it's a really normal routine lah, like just watching a movie together. But for me, I think that it depends on who you spend it with. You know, it's not about what you do. It's about who you spend it with. Be it your family, friends, or loved one.
Yeah, that's so nice. Like, yeah,
I think that's your own definition of fun.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Probably the safest way to celebrate New Year's. I think you have the safest.
safest way. That's how did you guys celebrate your New Year's? Were you guys with friends or were you safe like Damien?
How about you, Priya?
I went drinking.
That's the
This is what we are talking about.
We went to a bar and you know, all the bars nowadays they close by 12.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we were already rushing out. They rushed us out at 11:45.
Countdown in the bar.
Yeah, there was no countdown in the bar. But what we did was we went to their parking lot. And we waited until 12, did our own countdown, and then we celebrated ourselves in a small way. You
That's
know?
So cute.
It's at least something.
But did even you guys... it's like a very small thing, but at least you...
It's the it memory great that counts.
But to be honest, though, like I did not see any fireworks.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask.
And usually the bar that we go to, they usually just shoot fireworks themselves. But this year was different. I heard the fireworks, but I did not see any fireworks.
Oh, no.
Too bad.
I mean, maybe you can ask Elden what Elden did during New Year and how she managed to
Tell us your experience.
Since Miss Privilege here has gotten to see fireworks.
I saw a lot of fireworks back in Sabah. So yeah, for the New Year's, I flew back to Sabah. I spent it with my loved one.
That's so nice.
And families, friends, close friends. And it was a really, really nice experience lah. And because like I took like the whole week.
Yeah.
Just like on a road trip together with my loved one and just like, you know, rambling around Sabah.
That sounds very fun and adventurous. So nice.
Going around Sabah, like, you know, camping
outdoorsy.
And by the beach, on the mountain. So it's really fun.
Yeah.
And just like what Damien said, it's not about what you do. It's about who you are doing with. It's about the people basically.
I was really grateful and lucky to like spend time with like some really close friends and like my loved ones. And you know, I feel like the best part about making memories with these people is like laughing so much until like your stomach hurts, you know? Like, I think that's my favorite part of every lepak session with my friends, because those are just like the best memories, you know.
Abs training,
abs training. Yeah, I come back with like a six pack. I come back and I have a six pack.
Okay, I would want that.
I want abs.
We all want abs.
You know.
But I got absolutely nothing though. That's the only abs that I've got.
So speaking of abs, right?
Mm-hmm. What about
I really
abs?
Want to get abs
what
this
about
year,
it?
You know? I really want to get abs.
Do we all want to get abs?
I mean, do I hear some New Year resolutions?
Yeah, it sounds like
is that
I'm
what it is?
Is it? I mean,
Yeah.
This sides really being really interested and being really kepo in you guys' what you guys did for New Year's, you know. I also want to know, like, why are you guys' New Year's resolutions? Because I never was a really big resolution girl myself, because I always just like quit after a month, you know, because like what? Who has motivation these days? But, you know,
I mean,
like,
true.
For me,
I can
one is apps, and two is, you know, I want to, like, get more into my fashion sense this year. But what about you guys? Ooh. Like, what about you
tell
guys?
Them, I don't know. Tell us more about it.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it. Don't leave us hanging.
I haven't really paid a lot of attention to, like, my clothes and stuff. So this year, I kind of want to, like, invest a bit more time and money into it, but... mostly thrift store lah, because I don't believe in all that nonsense. Over 50 ringgit for an outfit nonsense, you know? So, like, so
I bet,
you know.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, so I really want to get more into that this year and try out some new looks, new identities. but yeah, what about you guys? What are your New Year's resolutions for this year, 2022?
Damien?
I mean, for me... I'm not a resolution guy, to be honest, because some people might
have
resolutions. Not really though, that's not true though. Resolution is like a target that you want to achieve in this year. But for me, my wish has always, or resolution has always been very simple, basically just stay happy, I guess. And then because staying happy might be difficult for someone.
Yeah. That's a really nice resolution.
So what I really wanted to do is really to know more about my spiritual side, and then to actually understand how I really feel. And then also, I think, basically also just cherish what I have at the moment.
Yeah, that's really good. That's so wholesome.
So thoughtful of you to think of it. Really.
That's so nice.
Yeah,
take notes, everyone. Take notes.
Yeah. Yeah, guys.
So what about,
You, Priya?
Yeah.
Well, mine is more towards, you know, my daily lifestyle. Like, you know, juggling with a lot of things like work and then uni. And then now dodgeball is in the picture. And then you guys,
dodgeball.
NFM. You know, there's a lot of things going on. So I'm my New Year's resolution is probably to be more organized as a person, because I'm like, for a person who's very forgetful and, you know, procrastination.
same.
Yeah, so I tend to forget things, and yeah, I should probably write down a lot of stuff. So yeah, become more organized.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, I actually have to be more disciplined also, because sometimes, like for me, even if I wrote them down in my notes, sometimes I'd be like, actually forgot that I wrote them in the notes.
Oh my god. Same. Yeah, so my memory's
actually
really
bad. Actually, I really
do be like that.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that's a pretty good resolution still.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I like
that.
Yeah, I do have like a couple more, like, you know, less road rage.
Oh my god.
Road rage.
Girl, what happened?
I feel that.
You know, I just feel like, you know, after MCO, a lot of Malaysian drivers, including myself, like we forgot how to drive on the road.
The signal is next to your wheel.
I think we've been just stuck at home for a really long time, you know.
Everybody forget about the signal, how to use signal.
You're not wrong.
I actually kinda forgot how to drive, like, after the whole MCO, because like I was like after the whole MCO I was stuck at home, and then when I really started driving back to campus, I was like, oh my god, I forgot how to move my feet.
Oh no!
Yeah. The muscle memory just like out of the window now.
It's just
now,
like,
you know?
Awkward. It's quite awkward.
Yeah. It's just like, what should I do now?
Yeah,
it's like,
this
doesn't feel right.
Right.
And one more resolution is about me be able to drive properly. And not forget how to drive.
Well, you probably want to avoid being in front of me then.
whoa, speed racer. Whoa, okay. Calm down, speed racer.
Maybe, okay. That could be an episode by itself.
Driving day. New Year resolution, less road rage.
Yeah, guys.
That's good.
Eldon, what about you?
Yeah.
What's your New Year resolution?
Yeah, Eldon is always the guy with a lot of, you know, resolution, a lot of vision.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to be new? What's going to be new for Eldon in 2022?
I guess I'm starting the year since, for this year, I'm starting this year with internship. It's my internship period now for 3 months.
Congratulations.
And I'm finally putting everything on the table, the things that I have learned throughout the years.
Yay.
And I hope that I will grow as a skilled individual in the PR role because I'm currently like an intern in a PR agency and I hope that I can grow tremendously career-wise, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully like new experiences coming along the way and then meeting new people, just expanding my horizons here and there.
That's
no
so
connections.
Nice. That,
oh my god, that's
really
so. I sounded so formal, but
I mean, that's what the work life does to you.
He's a LinkedIn profile. He's
a
connections.
Adult.
I mean, yeah, adulting. But
that's
sooner
a big
later
step.
We will. All get there. But I think now it's just like a little peep into adulthood for me, at least. So I'm kind of slowly, you know, bracing myself to that part of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm, just like Damien, I wanted to, you know, like, just stay happy, healthy. And it's not nothing like vavum for my resolution. resolution is just like something simple, that something like people always take granted about.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just stay happy, stay healthy, you know. Being with your loved ones, like no negative vibes throughout the year. I mean, of course, like there's some ups and downs, right? And hopefully we are all strong enough to, you know, figure things out. Because things will figure itself out. So just like chill lah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for me lah.
Yeah, I love this. Like, I really like your resolutions.
Yeah,
me too.
Self-improvement all the way.
I love everyone's resolution.
Improve yourself first, then you can influence others surrounding you.
Wow.
Adulthood.
But yeah, I think that's all from me lah. Not much to ask for. Yeah. But now I am okay. Okay, maybe one more.
Which is?
Before this, I'm trying to become more religious. Yeah, because before this, I'm not the religious type of person. And maybe like last year, some in my like journey, and I was like, okay, oh, maybe like this is my time to, you know, devote myself to a certain religion. And yeah, I'm slowly getting myself there. And yeah, I couldn't be more happier.
It just feels happy that like we literally see our own improvement as the years goes by.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
Maybe after 1 year we'd be like imagine the four of us after 1 year we actually be sitting together to talk about the new year resolutions.
That is something I really want.
And then we can look back our videos now. And we can like laugh about
ads?
It, right?
Let's find out.
Maybe we can do this.
Who knows? We all can get abs after this.
Suddenly,
right?
Yeah,
we all like flashing our abs in the video.
Hopefully, I really got some abs and not just
like,
absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, the main resolution for all followers is to get abs.
Abs.
And then
abs,
comes
abs.
The rest.
Abs priority. Okay.
Abs.
Okay, I'll do some crunches after this. You know, like
exercises, ka?
Yes.
Let's go planking, Eldon.
Oh my god, I hate planks. Please no. So I mean, have you guys, you know, possibly remember anything from the past year? Because I don't.
I remember my 4-bedroom walls.
I remember my computer in front of
you. You remember? Yeah. I mean, I only remember me suffering from assignments.
Oh my god.
It's fine. It's only in the past.
Ew.
It's only in the past. Don't remember this.
I mean, I don't remember my daily routine of just waking up and going to the laptop and then coming back to sleep.
that. You know what I remember? I bought like these speakers for like like my first ever set of speakers, like studio monitors for like the very first time. And it was like, the sound quality was so good. I was listening to so much music last year. I discovered so many like new artists.
Yeah. Now you just like... literally like the only thing that's like, you know, teman us to actually pass through 2021.
Exactly. You
know? It was playing everywhere in my house. Literally, I go down, there's music playing. I come upstairs and there's like music playing.
Oh my god. Damn.
I mean, okay. Speakers. I mean, pretty much listening to songs is what we resort to, lah. Because, you know, like staying at home is not really a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
And with the tension some more.
Yeah.
Speaking of songs, maybe we should play a game, right? You know?
Yeah.
Before we wrap up our...
I want to play a game.
...for today. Yeah. Since, okay, it's been a while since we, like, the four of us get together to play a game. So I feel like, why not, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we should play, like, you know, like, guess the song.
From 2021?
Okay. From 2021. That's good. Like, hit song or, like, whatever song that you can think of.
I mean, there were a lot of hit songs in 2021.
Yeah, a lot of new music.
Let's go. Yeah. And I learned, like, I know most of it, like, from TikToks, you know?
Yeah.
And, oh my god.
I mean, it goes viral in TikTok first before the song is even released.
Yeah, no, TikTok is really an anomaly in the industry. It's amazing how much you can get out of that. But yeah, let's play this game. I'm down.
Basically, it's just like we, you know, pick some, maybe we can, each of us can pick like three songs and then we can like read off the lyrics. Not to sing it. I know like, you know, sometimes we, the lyrics,
you singing like, automatically is like, you can tell already.
Maybe like, you know, read it off the lyrics. And
can.
The rest of us can like, guess.
Which... Can. Okay, why don't you
Let's do it. Okay, why don't
I start? So you can show us how it's done.
Okay.
Okay, I got a song in mind and it's pretty huge. So
pretty huge.
Okay.
Let me read the lyrics first.
Okay.
Ooh. She give tenfold. Come here.
Scars are beautiful.
No, she give tenfold. Come here, Papa, plant your seed.
Oh, it's Woman by Doja Cat.
Woman, yeah, Doja Cat.
She give away right there. I know.
Well, come
I guess
on.
I don't want to.
Okay, this is not fun at all. I should pick like, you know, more harder songs for you guys to like guess it.
Yeah, not your turn yet. Who's next?
Okay.
Oh, God. That was quick. That was so quick.
Yeah.
That was super fast.
I guess someone...
What the hell?
I guess someone was literally really listening and reading all the lyrics.
Oh.
Lyrics are like jam.
Okay. I think Damien, you want to go next?
Sure.
Okay.
So, the song is, it goes like this, the lyric. I believe that you are for me. I feel it in our energy. I see us written in the stars. We can go wherever. So let's do it now or never.
Oh my god.
It sounds super familiar.
What?
You cannot find the tone of it.
Wait, can you say it again?
Sure. In a more monotone manner.
Yeah.
Okay, in a more neutral.
I believe that you're for me. I feel it in our energy. I see us written in the stars. We can go wherever. So let's do it now or never.
Is it Taylor Swift?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
I believe that you are for me. Is it?
You believe that you are what?
I believe that you are for me, is it?
Nope, it's not.
Oh. No, I mean the lyric.
The lyric, can you repeat the lyrics?
Yeah, can you repeat it again?
Okay.
One last time.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. I believe that you are for me. I feel it in our energy. I see us written in the stars. We can go wherever. So let's do it now or never.
It's not coming to me, you know.
That's because I picked.
Wait. I really need to start.
Is this a Pitbull song?
No. 20 seconds.
It's Levitating by Dua Lipa.
Come again, sorry?
Levitating by Dua Lipa?
Yes, correct.
Oh, no!
Like talking about stars, and I was like,
huh. Oh no!
Yep.
Yeah, that song. That
I didn't even think of that. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Dua Lipa was
okay. Okay.
Boom during this album, right?
I mean, you know, her song is like on repeat, and I'm so disappointed in myself that I didn't get that song. Oh no!
I see. Okay.
Fine. Should we go next?
Alright, next person.
Who's going to be next?
I can go next.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I think you guys know this song lah, but I'll just read this.
Okay.
Well, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks.
Oh no, oh no, 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 no.
I know! Olivia Rodrigo! Driver's license?
No!
Which one is it?
It's good for you. I was like, should I say the therapist line or should I say the first line?
Because I was listening to that song. Yes.
Oh, okay. For feeling, you know.
For feelings, yo.
Okay. Priya next.
Yeah, I know I shouldn't be so overconfident with this, you know.
Okay,
ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You look so broken when you cry. One more, and then I'll say goodbye.
I know. I know already.
It's so familiar.
I know already. You wanna finish it?
Sometimes all I think about is you.
Can I say it?
Just say it.
It's heat waves. My glass.
I literally got off stage, guys.
Really? She sounded so emo, and I went, "What is this song?" And then she said the whole thing, and I went, "Oh."
Yeah, she was like brokenhearted. I was like, "Oh,
oh
my goodness.
No, so sad."
Yeah,
I did a whole bunch.
Yeah,
so emo.
I really, really love this song. Like,
okay,
today,
honestly,
ever since it was released,
my sister had it on repeat, so I had that song stuck in my head. Heat waves, sometimes all I think about is you.
Oh, okay.
Late nights in the middle of June.
Oh, yo.
Yes, there's 2 points for me, bro. Let's keep going, Elder. Next.
Okay, let's go. Next round.
I'm counting.
I think this one will be the last
round?
Cycle.
Yeah, can.
Yeah, sure.
Initially, I had Olivia Rodrigo in my mind as well. But, you know, Miss Diana took that away from me. So, okay, I had...
You took two of my songs.
Okay. I don't need no fake love. No, I don't need no favor.
Sad girls love money.
Oh my God.
Sad girls love money. You know the dollar bills, yeah. Dollar bills. You know that song? There's this that it's been
really
going
like
around everywhere.
Like, you know, I really like the party, that one.
Yeah, that one.
So nice. Oh my God, I love that song.
Yeah.
I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's
so
move
good.
On because
yeah, next. Yeah, really
Come on, Damien.
Okay, my song, the lyrics goes like this. These days I'm restless, work days are endless. Look how you make me. But time moves faster, replaying your laughter, disaster.
Oh, that was really, really fast and a lot to take in. Can you
Oh my
repeat?
God, disaster.
Yes, I purposely pick a song and no one...
Whoa.
Okay.
If I don't know this, then I don't know lah.
I need you to repeat.
Okay. These days I'm restless. Work days are endless. Look how you make me. But time moves faster. Replaying your laughter. Disaster.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
I give up. I don't know what to say.
I mean, Diana gets the songwriter, because it corrects. She mentioned a singer just now.
Just now?
Yep.
Just now?
Yep.
Taylor Swift?
Yep.
All Too Well?
No.
I don't know.
Cardigan? Not me, just spitballing here.
It's called... it's from her latest recorded version of
Is it Break? The Message in a Bottle?
Yes, it's Message in a Bottle.
Nice. That was a team effort. That was a team effort, guys.
Team effort, yeah.
Yeah. 1 point for everyone. Everyone gets
it. Yeah. 1 point to everyone, so it's equal. Right? Yep.
Okay.
Next.
My turn. Okay. I'll give you guys an easy one, lah. We're so young, boy, we ain't got nothing to lose.
Okay,
Helder.
Oh my goodness, what does nothing come into
Priya
my mind?
Wait, we're so young, we have nothing to lose.
Oh my god, what's the name of the song?
Yeah, freaking familiar. Okay, can we have one more line?
Kiss me more.
It's just
kiss
Prince.
Me more.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my god! Yeah! I was like, what is this?
My stress level, you know?
Yeah, Priya was literally just like thinking, using all her brain power.
Okay, Priya.
Okay, Spirit. Last one from
last
Priya.
Last one.
Alright, okay. So, yeah, I have these two songs, but okay, I'm just gonna choose one. Let's see whether you got, can get it. Okay.
Okay. I guess she can't prepare.
I'll replay this moment for months, alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once.
Oh my god! What?
What
the hell?
Literally has no idea. I mean it's like, it sounds familiar, but then it's like not coming out.
Is it a popular song? Can you say it again?
Okay, I'll replay this moment for months, alone in my head, waiting for it to come. I wrote all your lines and the scripts in my mind, and I hope that you follow it for once.
Wait, is this Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh.
Is this Olivia Rodrigo?
No.
It sounds so poetic for some reason. I don't know why.
Is it Cesar?
Huh?
Is it Cesar?
No.
No?
Is this Adele?
Wait.
No.
Huh.
What? You know how we're just guessing the singers that have released an album?
Okay, you guys tell me whether you want me to continue with this or should I give you another song?
Maybe just continue.
Can we phone? Can we phone in?
Yep. So, dial in. Guys, hello, Chloe.
You guys, let me know how you want to go about this.
We can just you give one more line, and if cannot, then you reveal the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
One more line.
So.
One more line.
With the song title, but you blank it out.
The thing is, right, the chorus of the song already reveals the title. You know.
That's why you black it out.
Yeah.
The whole thing is the title.
Oh, the whole thing. Oh,
okay, right, I'd write them all then.
One more line.
Yeah. What you living for when my night is yours? Just a little more? Nah.
Oh.
Literally had no idea.
Is this Travis Scott?
No.
Travis.
Wait.
Do you want to just...
Can you just tell us? I give up.
Yeah. I give up, yeah.
I give up.
Don't Go Yet by Camila Cabello.
Oh my god! Sorry, Camila Cabello.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Who is she? I'm kidding.
Oh. I guess we have more songs to listen to now.
Go Yet, Don't Go Yet.
Yes, that is the one.
Yeah.
Who's she?
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, 2021 does have a lot of good songs, and then it actually passed so fast that, you know, no one actually remembered it.
Oh,
so
man.
I guess that's all for our episode today.
Mm-hmm.
But before we end, let's try, you know, say our wish for Sun FM for this year.
Ooh, can.
Oh, yeah.
Dimin, you go first. What's your wish for Sun FM?
For me, I wish that Sun FM can actually grow bigger and have more people to join us, not only just School of Art, but also from other schools.
Yeah, that would be so fun.
Yay, that would be nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I hope Sun FM, you know, can go international.
Ooh!
You know, reach more international audience. And yeah.
That would be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I personally hope that Sun FM will get a bigger, more professional studio one day at our campus so we can all have like a real radio experience.
Shout out to our school, but okay.
Maybe our lepak room.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, recording as well, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Priya?
I also wish Sun FM to go viral, you know, so we can have more viewers, you know.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I guess that's our wishes for Sun FM for this year, and let's try our best to really achieve that.
So that's
all for our episode today.
So
remember to follow our Spotify and Instagram, Sunway FM, and also our YouTube channel called Sunway FM Student Broadcast. So we'll see you guys in the next episode, and again, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. Stay safe.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.